Santa Fe police say the switch from officers working 4 10-hour days to 5 8-hour shifts is paying off and helping to cut crime. Numbers released by SFPD show savings of $106,000. Police spokeswoman Selena Westervelt adds the change ensures there are about 8 more officers on the street during a 24-hour period, and that there's more coverage during shift changes when criminals are most likely to strike. Westervelt was asked how rank-and-file officers feel about the change.
I think it depends on the officer. Some officers enjoy really having those 3 days off, but I think that you span it out, look at the statistics, and look at where they're being implemented and what we're able to do with the crime in the city and how we're able to lower it. And it's just positive for everybody overall.
Published reports indicate the Santa Fe Police Officers Union is not as pleased with the change as the administration. New Mexico Senator Martin Heinrich took to the Senate floor Tuesday to discuss the results of the 15-day government shutdown on New Mexico's economy and middle-class families. Heinrich shared examples of two state businesses feeling the impact.
Energy Solutions, a subcontractor that processes and ships transuranic waste to the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant in Carlsbad, has already had to lay off 154 workers. The general manager at a department store in Los Alamos was quoted in the newspaper as saying, "Anytime the lab sneezes, we catch cold."
Heinrich added it's time to reopen the government, take the threat of default off the table, and to stop playing games with Americans' livelihoods. U.S. Democratic Senator Tom Udall now has an official Republican challenger for his seat in next year's election. Dona Ana County Republican Party Chairman David Clements has declared his candidacy. The New Mexico Politico blog site describes the 33-year-old assistant district attorney as a prominent leader in the GOP's Liberty Movement. Clements accuses Udall of disregarding his oath to uphold the Constitution and says an all-out assault on our economic and civil liberties has begun. He also favors restraining federal government to instead empower people to look within themselves to create opportunity. That plan to redevelop Santa Fe's old, or East Side Santa Fe's old Manderfield School has been set aside by the prospective purchasers. Michael and Claire Marist had wanted to turn the long vacant facility into residential units, artist studios, and perhaps also a cafe. That required zoning changes that met with opposition from the Upper Canyon Road Neighborhood Association. The Marists were scheduled to seek a less ambitious rezoning request from the city's planning commission this week, but now have withdrawn. The district, or the couple rather, still has a contract for $1 million to purchase the property from the Santa Fe School District. Santa Fe Mayor David Koss is in Las Vegas, Nevada today to discuss a U.S. travel panel. He'll be commenting on the negative economic impacts of the federal government shutdown, noting that one-third of hotel stays in Santa Fe are government-related and paid for by federal travel per diems. Meetings and conferences regarding Sandia and Los Alamos National Laboratories, he says, also account for significant use of the convention center. All told, the activity adds up to millions of dollars for Santa Fe's economy. Governor Martinez is in Las Cruces today, where she'll introduce her administration's statewide Alzheimer's plan. Martinez will present the initiative while touring a healthcare facility dedicated to caring for people with dementia and will highlight the jobs such institutions create. Weather for Santa Fe, partly cloudy today and a 40% chance for mixed rain and snow showers through midday, the high near 50 degrees. Clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Sunny skies tomorrow and highs in the mid to upper 50s. I'm Tom Tropebridge, KSFR News.